because of the escalation protocol, because the emergency department had 15 or so patients waiting admission, we weren't allowed to use the beds, even though they couldn't. We had some trauma cases that they were able to, some of the theatre staff were able to do those that would have probably got their operations a little bit sooner. But effectively, they, I suppose, divide the work that you can do among the people that are available rather than having some people doing nothing. So the people wouldn't have been completely idle, but they weren't doing what they were meant to be doing, if I can put it in those terms. No, I did have one trauma case which I brought forward and managed to do a day early. But apart from that, yes, I twiddle my thumbs. I'm very good at it. If you think in terms of the amount of cancellations I've had over the last 5 years, effectively I've probably lost the equivalent of a year's work. When I mean elective surgery, I have over 100 people on a waiting list for joint replacements. If I hadn't had 20 or 25 cancellations every year for the last 5 years, I wouldn't have a waiting list, and that's how frustrating it is. Well, effectively about 20% of my capacity to do joint replacements is lost every year. I mean, if that was a business, it would go under.